This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. It's time to talk business. Inc. Radio. Real stories, real solutions. Inc. Magazine has the knowledge and experience to help you grow your business and stay ahead of the competition. This is Inc. Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, a special show today. One guest. I know I normally do two or three. It's one, because this guy is important. He's a guy that you should know. He's a guy you should be following, like I now am. But first, let's talk about Inc. Magazine on newsstands everywhere. The June issue, 50 Best Places to Work, page 51. Meet the most dynamic young CEOs in America, coming into page 32. Lots of great stuff inside each issue of Inc. Magazine. Pick up a copy at newsstands everywhere. Also, Inc.com, you can find more of these podcasts. This show is nationally broadcast on radio, but it is podcast at Inc.com. Just click on the navigation bar, pull it down, and you'll see Inc. Radio. Click there. All of our guests with a little ditty on what the whole thing is about, so you don't have to just take a guess. Pick your subject. Listen away. It's always good fun listening. Greg S. Reed is joining us. He is an American filmmaker, a motivational speaker, best-selling author, best known for his book series titled Think and Grow Rich and Think and Grow Rich the Series, which was authorized by the Napoleon Hill Foundation. I'm holding a copy of Think and Grow Rich in my hand. Inside there is a little note from Greg. It says, you are my inspiration. Keep smiling. Greg is on the phone. Greg, how you doing, man?
I am always good, brother. Yeah, come on. Now, you are my inspiration. You're out there moving and shaking, meeting all these amazing people and spreading the good word.
Listen, since I met you at this event we did for Microsoft, which was during the National Entrepreneurship Week, I didn't know anything about you. Scott Duffy, my friend who does Launch at Inc., he says, you wait till you meet Greg Reed. You're not going to believe this guy. And as I look, some of the books that you have written, Initiative, Positive Impact, Everything is Subject to Change, Napoleon's Road to Riches, The Rise, Off the Coast of Zanzibar. I don't want to spend too much time on all these books. How many books have you written?
Well, I've been now featured, written, co-authored, about 56 books, I think 45 languages, and it's kind of funny. I'm the most famous author no one's ever heard of, you know?
Oh, well, let me tell you, that's not true. There's a lot of people that have heard of you, and more all the time, and hopefully because of this radio show, you're going to get a bigger and better audience from this point forward. I would love for you to tell the world, who is Greg S. Reed?
Yeah, I'm a regular guy. I live, born and raised in the main streets of Del Mar, California, right here along the coast in Southern California. I've got an amazing young boy named Colt, who's 4 years old, who is the love of my life. And, you know, I've got the greatest gig in the world. I've been commissioned by the Napoleon Hill Foundation to travel the world to meet the most powerful and influential human beings and then share their message with a global audience. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
So the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, that was written in the early 1900s, and it is so amazingly current that as I was reading it, thank you for that copy, by the way, I sat there. I don't think I got 10 pages before I had to start telling everybody I knew about this book. It has nothing to do with getting rich. It has to do with, I think, becoming a more well-rounded human being. And then if you do that, you have a much better chance of being successful at whatever you do. The richest part to me are that my family life will be better, my relationships will be better, I will have a deeper understanding of business and life and all that goes along with, you know, being an entrepreneur, I guess, because everything is so wrapped around, you know, everything else. It's all entangled, entwined, right?
Yeah, it's a lot to do with mindset, PMA, positive mental attitude. You know, one of the common denominators, I'm sure you find this, Alan, all the time when you talking to people during the radio show is that it's the people that look for the solutions who have a positive mental attitude. They're the ones that come out on top. Other people get caught up in the challenges or the frustrations where everyone else is just looking for the opportunity to get over that wall. And it's the people that have the attitude of gratitude. They're grateful for their circumstances. They're the ones that seem to not only find a way out, but they find a way to make it a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. This is going to be a fun hour. There's so much to talk about. I think we can all learn a lot from Greg Reed. You can find him on the web. You can find him all over the place, but I'll give you that information on the other side. Make sure I give out the right one. You're listening to Ink Radio. We'll be right back. But not for long. The future is coming
on. This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.